Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we listen to a supplicant's difficult journey as depicted in Sangam literary work Puranoru 370 penned for the Chola King Cheruppali Erindha Ilanjai Chenni by the poet Oonpodhi Pasunkudaiyar. The verse is situated in the category of Vagai Thinai or victory and sketches the terrible state of a battlefield. Valliyor kana tuithiran ulli, narum polum seidhu oon pera adu, pasithina thirangiya iruper okkarku, arpadam kannena madiram thulai, ver ulandhu ulari, மருங்கு செத்து ஒழிய வந்து அத்த குடிண்ணி துடிமருள் தீம்குரல் உளிஞ்சிலம் கவட்டிடை இருந்த பருந்தின் பெடைப்பயிர் குரலோடு இசைக்கும் ஆங்கன் களை காய்ந்து உளறிய வரம் கூர் நீளிடை வரிமரள் திறங்கிய காணம் பிற்பட பழுமரம் முள்ளிய பறவை போல ஒன்படை மாறி வீழ்கனி பெய்தன துவைத்து எழு குருதி நிலமிசை பரப்ப விளைந்த செங்குரல் அறிந்து கால் குவித்து படுப்பின பல் போர்பு அழிய வாங்கி எருது களிறு ஆக வாழ்மடல் ஓச்சி அதறி திரித்த ஆழ்வுகு கடாவின் அகன்கண் தடாரி தெளிர்ப்ப ஒற்றி வெந்திரல் வியன்களம் பொழிக என்று ஏத்தி இருப்பு முகம் செறித்த ஏந்து மறுப்பின் வரை மருள் முகவைக்கு வந்தனன் பெரும வடிநவிழ் எக்கம் பாய்ந்தன கிடந்த தொடியுடை தடக்கை ஓச்சி வெறுவார் இனத்தடி விராய வரிக்குடர் அடைச்சி அழுகுரல் பேய்மகள் அயர கழுகொடு செஞ்செவி எருவை திரிதரும் அஞ்சுவரு கிடக்கைய களம் கிளவோயே. Another long song with elements of comparison between a battlefield and a crop field. The poet's words to this victorious Chola king can be translated as follows. Being unable to find any generous patrons, thinking how to survive, collecting palmyra fibers and shoots without getting any meat to eat, with a huge family that suffers in hunger, filled with a singular desire for good food, searching everywhere for a solution, with sweat pouring ceaselessly from the body, with an utterly ruined, shriveled stomach, amidst the drylands where the sounds of owls resounds like the pleasant songs of the tudi drum, along with the song of the female kite that lives in the hollows of the lebek tree, through that long path filled with heat, where all the bamboos have dried up, leaving behind a forest where the striped hemp has lost all its moisture too, akin to a bird that seeks a tree filled with fruits, I came here. Here, where shining weapons fall like rain and shower fruits, the flowing waves of blood spreads across the land, swords cutting down the flourishing crop ears and heaping the stems as many haystacks of copses, with elephants as plowing oxen, as raised swords seem like palmyra fronds that are used to thresh grain, scattering heads of many in that space. Here I came, playing on my wide-mouthed tadari drum, making its sounds resound, praising that this wide battlefield that you have claimed with your great strength be renowned. I came hoping for that mountain-like gift of an elephant with uplifted tusks adorned with iron ornaments, O Lord. Indeed, I came with hope to this wide space where a sharp-edged spears fall, raising their long arms, clad with armlets, lie the fearless warriors, with their legs tangled with intestines, as ghost maiden wail loudly, and as eagles and red-eared vultures rove above to this fearsome expanse of the battlefield that you are the conqueror of. Let's delve into the essence of this verse. The poet spends a lot of time describing his situation and his journey. First, the absence of any benefactors who would resolve the hunger and want of this poet and his huge band of kith and kin is mentioned. He then talks about palm fibers and shoots, and perhaps this is to comment on the only available food to the poet and his family. They are sorely missing the availability of meat, and desiring this good food, the poet starts his journey. It's no cakewalk, as he traverses the harsh drylands where the bamboos and hemp plants are all dried up, and so is he, as sweat pours out of his pores and his stomach is all shriveled up owing to the lack of food. He also brings in other sensory elements like that of the screeching of owls and kites that live in the hollows of dry trees in his path. The poet compares his journey to that of a bird which flies far in search of a tree filled with fruits. After that vivid sketch of his present, the poet says how he finally came upon this battlefield where he saw weapons raining down while elephants plowed like oxen and swords cut the crop ears of enemy soldiers, leaving behind haystacks of corpses. The poet mentions how he came playing on his tadari drum and hoping for a particular gift of a hill-like male elephant with upraised and adorned tusks. Yet again, the poet turns to describe the way fearless soldiers are lying about, their arms raised and legs entangled with intestines, even as ghost maiden cry and flesh-eating vultures rove above. The poet concludes praising the Chola king as the conqueror who has claimed victory on this hard-to-win battlefield and blesses the king's fame to live for long. Although the verse continues to highlight the gore of an ancient battlefield, in this verse the focus is more on the impoverished state of an artist and his arduous journey through the drylands, not to a palace but to a death-filled battlefield to seek patronage so as to alleviate his suffering. Through this song, we understand there was an ancient custom of bards and poets traveling to the heat of a battlefield so as to sing about the winning king and earn their living. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.